Of course, do remember, you have forgotten, that daylight saving time ends tonight. Daylight and standard time. We start on standard time tomorrow, so before you head to bed tonight, set your clocks back an hour. This time tomorrow, it'll be 2:13, so 3:13. People always refer to it as losing an hour of daylight. Well, not if you get out of bed. So it just shifts the daylight. It'll just be daylight earlier in the day. And we've been to about sun coming up about 7:25, and it'll be a little more like 6:25 starting tomorrow. Now, of course, that will shrink as we get closer to the 21st of December. And I also hate that one, too. People refer to that as the shortest day of the year. Last time I looked, they're all 24 hours. So the shortest amount of daylight in a year. Let's put it that way. So the Vandals are ready to go. And the Bearcats have not yet broken huddle. That sunshine we had, that was a brief interlude. It is gone, and it is dark gray clouds overhead. Never got above 50 today. When the week started, we were going to be hovering right at 60. And that disappeared. So the Vandals, two men deep. I see Connor DePew, and I believe that's Kobe Lux. Could be Patty McDowell. I can see a six, but I can't see the whole. Nope, that'd be Patty McDowell, I'm pretty sure. Lining up. I apologize. It is Kobe Lux. So Kobe Lux and Connor DePew are deep for the Vandals. It is a line drive kick, and it's picked up by one of the upbacks, and he pushes ahead near the 50. Who got that carry? Did a good job. I think that was Patty McDowell. So Patty McDowell got that and sent a nice push and gets it up near midfield. I think he ends up at the 49. That's where the Vandals will take over at their own 49. So the Vandals take over at their own 49-yard line. The Vandals lead 28-0 as we get started here in the third quarter. Vandals have only ran seven offensive plays. Two receivers line up to the right. That is Casey and McCarty. Two receivers line up left, DePew and Colbert. Dump off from the pistol. Takes the snap. Drops back the pass. Flips it out. That is to Connor DePew. He finds some room to the 40. 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, near corner of the end zone. He is in for the touchdown, a 51-yard reception. Stumball to DePew on the very first play of the second half. Stumball to DePew. There are those players that when you get the ball in their hands, every time there is a chance they could score. And Connor DePew is one of those. And I've honestly only watched three of those. Marcus Zimmerman, Connor DePew, and Trevor Smalls that were the kind of guys that every time they touch the ball, they could score. The kick is up, and it is good from Cole Durbin. And the Vandals lead it 35-0. So the Vandals lead it 35-0. The guy that was very close to in that class was Carson Ruitt. He was definitely in that, close to that level. And there's a lot of guys, and there's nothing wrong with not being in that class. But those three guys, every time they touched the ball, there was a chance they could score, and there was a good chance they could score. Touchdowns are brought to you in part by Above the Rest Landscape. They are there for all your basic landscape needs. They do the work while you relax and enjoy your space. Call them for scheduling, 618-280-9598. They're the parents of number 4, Jordan Colburn. That is Above the Rest Landscaping. Touchdowns also brought to you by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. And the ball fell off the tee. And we'll do it again. So the Vandals now lead it 35-0, just 17 seconds into the third quarter. Old Durbin with the kickoff. Caught at the 14 by CVRE. And they return it. That is Butler gets it ahead to the 35. And I hate to write, but you're looking at 20 yards right there. Gets on the return, and that's where the Bearcats will take over. Well, the Bearcats definitely moved the ball. Did not get on the scoreboard, but they definitely moved the ball into Vandal territory multiple times in the first half, but could not cash in. They converted on just one fourth down. That was kind of their biggest issue. They had some fourth down opportunities, had two first and goals. They also had that pick six right before halftime as well. First down and 10 from their own 36. Vita is under center. He will hand it off. Trying to get to the outside is their running back, Butler. And he does get to the outside. He got pushed out of bounds by Patty McDowell. Pickup of about 3, second down and 7. CZRE is going left to right. Here in this third quarter, the Vandals have ran 8 offensive plays on the day. Second down and 8. Now, one was 91 yards. One was just 51 yards. Second down and 8 for the Bearcats. He went out of bounds, so the clock is not running. Still 11:32 remaining in this third quarter. Vita is under center. Takes the snap. Hands it back off to Butler. He's trying to get outside, and he will not. Good job again by McDowell. As he ran him down, wouldn't let him get around the corner. And he went out of bounds. No, he did not go out. They did not give him the out of bounds that time. And he loses about a yard, and it's third and 8. Third down and 8 for the Bearcats from their own 37. Under very cloudy skies. Matter of fact, if it was going to rain, I don't have a radar, unfortunately, in front of me, but it looks like it could at any moment. Second down and 8, or third down and 8, should say. Man in motion, right to left is Fletcher. Vita drops back to pass. Got a man incomplete. Tipped by Dylan Hinton. And it'll bring up a fourth down and 8 for the Bearcats. Hinton was able to get his hand on that and tip it. Dylan is an excellent linebacker. And it'll bring up a fourth down and 8, and it looks like the Bearcats will be forced to punt it away. And it is Colburn and Depew deep on the punt return. Well, the punter drops back for the Bearcats. He's back at his own 26. Takes the snap, and he's just going to kick this one out of bounds. That is the anti-Connor Depew kick. Just kick it out of bounds or kick it away from him. We've seen that so much this year. He got the punt return for a touchdown last week. The reason that he only has one, he's not had many chances. Not had too many. He did get the ball one punt return today, and the Vandals will take over at their own 44. So the Vandals take over at their own 44, 10 minutes, 36 seconds remaining. In the third quarter, the Vandals lead it 35-0. Three receivers will line up right, one left. That is Connor Depew to the left. The Vandals going right to left here in the second or third quarter. Colburn, Casey, and McCarty line up to the right. Hinton is in the backfield. Stumball will be from the shotgun on a first down and 10. The snap is back, hands off, fakes the handoff. Stumball is going to keep it himself. CZRE read that pretty well. And not a big gain for Q, about 3 yards, second and 7. Second down and 7 for the Vandals from their own 47. Dump off from the pistol. He rolls right, looking to pass. He's in some trouble, and he's just going to have to run and get out of bounds, far side of the field. Now, he might have got enough for the first down, and he did. So a first down, far side of the field. Ahead to the CZRE 44-yard line. So Quentin Stumball rolled right, looking to pass. Nothing was there. He made lemonade out of the lemons. And it's first down and 10, ahead to the 44 for the Bearcats, of the Bearcats, for the Vandals. 10 minutes, 9 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Quentin from the pistol. Two receivers on each side. Puts man in motion right to left. That is Britton McCarty. McCarty getting outside. And gets ahead to about the 35 here on the near side of the field. Brent McCarty, first touch of the night for the Vandals senior receiver. And he picks up 9, and it'll bring up 2nd and a yard. Stayed in bounds, the clock keeps running. 3 receivers line up, trips to the right, 1 man left. That is Connor Depew. They hand this off to Dylan Hinton, and Dylan powers his way ahead to the 25-yard line for the first down. Dylan, it's been an interesting year. When he has been called on, he has done a great job running the ball. They just haven't needed him that much. They give it, nope, fake the handoff. Stumbaugh's going to keep it himself. Not much there. I'm not sure that wasn't a broken play a little bit. About a 2-yard pickup, 2nd and 8. 9 minutes, 15 seconds remaining in the third quarter. 2nd down and 8 for the Vandals from the Bearcat 23-yard line. 3 receivers will line up right, 1 left. That is Connor Depew to the left. Colburn, Casey, and McCarty to the right. Stumbaugh takes a snap, drops back to pass. He's going deep. He has a man. It is caught. Is he in? No. Outside of the end zone, Andrew Casey caught it, but he was out of the end zone backside. Incomplete. The official was right there to make the call, and it'll bring up a 3rd down and 8. So just a little too deep in the end zone, and it'll bring up a 3rd down and 8. So 3rd down and 8. A couple of receivers coming in for the Vandals here. See Carter Robbins come in. Also see Aiden Carroll in. Vandals are going to go with a tight formation this time. Oh, empty backfield. They put Depew in motion. Connor gets the handoff. Stutter stepping, looking for room. He finds it. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, near corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Connor Depew. Connor Depew with a touchdown. 8:45 remaining. That one will be from 23 yards out. A 23-yard TD run. 8:45 remaining in the third. And the Vandals lead it 41-0 pending the extra point. And that would put us into continuous clock territory. Cole Durbin back to kick. His extra point attempt is up, and it is good. So the Vandals lead it 42-0. 42-0 is our score. Let's take a break on WKRV.
In uncertain times, it's not just about your portfolio performance. It's also about the risk you're taking on. Do you know if your portfolio investment still matches your goals and timeline toward your financial plan? Scott Kramer, a certified financial planner, is here to help you ask the right questions and find answers for you. Call Scott at FNB Financial Advisors in Vandalia to take a closer look at your financial path. Reach out today at 618-283-5211 to talk about risk and how you can manage it together. That's 618-283-5211.
At Outdoor Power Sales in Vandalia, they're more than just a lawn and garden store. They're a family-owned establishment with decades of experience serving Vandalia and the surrounding areas. They also offer a wide variety of products, including steel and Bad Boy mowers, and they're certified to do warranty work on all brands that they carry. That's Outdoor Power Sales at 1405 Veterans Avenue in Vandalia. You can call or text them at 283-4500. That's 283-4500 for Outdoor Power Sales.
So the kick is a ground ball up the middle. Fletcher picks it up, and he'll bring it back to about the 40. And again, we are 42-0 game. So CZRE will take over at their own 40-yard line. Vandals lead it 42-0. Very dark clouds overhead. Saw a tiny bit of sunshine right before halftime. CZRE has the ball at their own 40. Vandals lead it 42-0. And a pitch back. This is Butler trying to get to the outside. And he does turn the corner, picks up some yardage. He's brought down by Jordan Colburn at about the 46, about a 6-yard pickup, 2nd and 4. Yeah, Vandal kind of limping off to the sidelines a little bit. Xander Tate. I think he's okay. I think he just had maybe a equipment adjustment or something there. No, it kind of looked like a skinny. I see Chris Whitten coming over to ask him about it. Doesn't look like he's too serious. So second down and four. 7.5 minutes remaining. And if we were going to see that passing shower, it would be about now. It is really dark overhead. Hope not, because there'll be a lot of people having to scramble. Second down and four. They hand it off to Fletcher. And the Vandals are right there to take him down. I see Cole Yarborough in there. And also in there on the tackle for the Vandals is Eli Elliott. It looks like the Bearcats are going to take a timeout, 7:01 remaining here in the third quarter. 42-0 is our score. Timeouts are brought to you in part by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires, quality used tires. They're also a certified MileStar dealer. Right now, Rock Bottom Tire offering 10% off to all military and first responders. Call them at 618-699-5535. Stop by 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia. That's Rock Bottom Tire. Timeout's also brought to you in part by Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia. Stop in for dine-in or carry-out at 1227 North 4th Street in Vandalia. Order online at orderjoes.com. 7:01 remaining third quarter on this cold and cloudy day. And like I said, you hope the rain might stay away. There was a slight chance of a shower. See if I can pull up the radar during this timeout. Very quickly. And nothing serious out there. It looks like maybe it's, well, there's a little shower activity moving through, so it is possible you could see a little bit of something. And a run, and nothing there. So they hand it off, get it into the hands of Schlakey. And the Vandals in there for the tackle. I believe I saw Elliott in there on the mix. Yep, that was Eli Elliott. And it'll bring up a fourth down and 10 for the Bearcats. 6.5 minutes remaining. Be down to about halfway through this quarter before the next play is off on a 4th and 10. They're going for it. So 4th and 10, Svita going deep. He's got a man. It's caught. And they'll push Butler out of bounds on the near side of the field, but it is a first down for CZRE. So they have thrown the ball pretty well. And they have had a lot of room to operate, and of course the Vandals understandably have been definitely prepared for the run, but they've thrown the ball well. Svita's thrown a good ball today. They've had some big gains on different plays, so this is ahead to the 36 of the Vandals. And yep, I think we are seeing a little shower out here right now. Hand it off to Fletcher, and the ball ahead to about the 31. Pick up a 5, and it's second down and 5 ahead to the Vandal 31. They're inside 5 minutes remaining in this third quarter. Vandals lead it 42-0. Second down and 5 for CVRE under center. Svita takes the handoff to the first man, now gives it to Schlakey, but the Vandals read it pretty well. Cole Yarborough stepped up with that tackle. And it's a loss of about a yard, 3rd and 6. It is not raining. I thought it was kind of looking out, but it's a 3rd down and about 5, maybe 6 coming up from, you know, just felt a sprinkle. I am seeing some umbrellas pop up, especially over on the CZRE side. So seeing a little light rain move through. Third down and five, maybe six. Vita hands it off. Schlakey straight through the middle. He's got a first down and more. Still on his feet, and he's going to end up getting inside the 10. Now we've got a flag down. That might be a face mask against the Vandals. Flag down at the 9. Got to assume it is. Face mask or a horse collar tackle, something along those lines against the Vandals at the 9. Oh, it's a personal foul face mask against the Vandals. They half the distance to the goal. So personal foul face mask as the rain starts to come down here. And so CZRE will have half the distance to the goal, so they'll have it at the 4. First down and goal from the 4 for the Bearcats as the rain starts to come down. Well, I thought if we got past the first half, we might avoid having a chance of rain, but it's coming down a little bit right now. We get a little shower. First and goal. Hand it off to Fletcher, and he's hit. Brought down, I believe that's Dominic Swires, brought him down. Yep, that's Dominic Swires with the tackle, and it's coming down. It is really coming down right now. And a timeout for the Bearcats. It'll bring up a second down and goal from about the 4 again. And rain is coming down, and that may send a lot of people to the exits with it 42-0. So new rain was a possibility, not a big one. It was a very small chance of a shower. And we are getting a pretty good downpour right now. Probably not lasting a long time. But right now we are seeing 2:44 remaining in the third. It is coming down pretty good at the moment. So a second and goal coming up from about the 3. And the Bearcats try to get on the board. They trail the Vandals 42-0 with 2:44 remaining in the third quarter. Vandals have they did run a few more plays last possession, got some running plays. So it's second and goal, Svita under center. Takes the snap, hands it off, and it's going to be a touchdown straight into the end zone. Butler with the run. So Butler with the 3-yard run. Touchdown for the Bearcats. Comes with 2:40 remaining in the third quarter. So Butler with the touchdown, and the Bearcats get on the board. 2:40 remaining here in the third quarter. Still getting the rain coming down. A lot of folks are heading for the exits early. It is coming down pretty good. Nice little shower coming down. So extra point attempt coming from the Bearcats. Snap is back. The kick is up. It is no good. So the kick is no good. So the Vandals lead this one 42-6 with 2:40 remaining in the third quarter. Well, touchdown making it 42-6 as the rain comes down. We'll take a break on WKRV.
For your next car or truck, head to Interstate Motors at 1300 Kennedy Boulevard in Vandalia. You can check out Interstate Motors inventory on their website at interstatemotorsvandalia.com. You can also get more information on their Facebook page. They're also a dealer for Martin Portable Buildings and Tri-State Carports. Again, check out their inventory at interstatemotorsvandalia.com. That's Interstate Motors, 1300 Kennedy Boulevard in Vandalia. DePaulo's Floor Covering and Home Decorating Center is your number one source for all things floors. They're dedicated to providing a wide variety of the best products. They have American-made, natural, and sustainable products, and they offer full installation with all preparation and finish work included for all carpets, floors, and countertops. You can visit them at 1830 West Fletcher in Vandalia, along Route 140 in Greenville, or you can also find them on Facebook. That's DePaulo's Floor Covering and Home Decorating Center.
Kickoff here by Christopher Ziegler-Royalton. And Connor DePew on the return. Now we have a flag down. So I've got to imagine that's going to be a block against the Vandals, something whole block to the back. It's usually what you see about that area, about the 37 there, right behind the plate. Rain still coming down. Really came down hard there for a second. Let up just a little, and it is a hold against the Vandals. 2:05 remaining. We are in continuous clock here. We'll see what the Vandals do here. You know, you get to this point in the year, though, and you've got a lot of times you'll let younger guys play, but you've also got seniors that, you know, are down to just a handful of opportunities here. So two receivers line up to the right, one left. And it's Kobe Lux here to the left. Vandals going right to left here in this third quarter with a minute 35 remaining in the third. It is Casey. And I believe Nestrick lined up to the right. Hand off here to Dylan Hinton. Dylan runs hard ahead near the 40. That's going to be a first down for the Vandals. And rain letting up. Still coming down, but letting up. Still a good little shower. Remember a few weeks back, we were desperate to get any kind of rain. Couldn't get any kind of shower. And now it just spontaneously kind of come when there's a 20% chance. First down and 10 from their own 40. Dumbaugh's going to hand it back off to Dylan Hinton. Man, when he gets ahead of steam, he's tough to stop. He gets ahead to the 46 as the rain picks back up again. 6-yard gain, second down and 4. 35 seconds remaining in this third quarter. Second down and 4 for the Vandals from their own 46. And with a wet field, running the football is definitely a good idea. From the pistol formation, it is fumbled, and I think CZRE fell on it. So they're going to have it, so a fumble on the snap, and it is recovered. So it is a Vandal fumble, and CZRE with the recovery. This comes as time will run out on the third quarter. So the Vandals with the turnover, and time will run out on this third quarter. We'll take a break, come back fourth quarter on WKRV.
Still need to finish up any issues from your spring storm damage? Then call Westendorf Construction. They've been doing the job and doing it right for better than 35 years. They specialize in roofing and fencing work, and Westendorf Construction can help you finish up the process with your insurance company, too. Just give them a call, 618-283-4806. That's 618-283-4806. You can also visit them online, westendorfroofingandfencing.com, or find them on Facebook. That's Westendorf Construction. Midwest Services Group is a pipeline services contractor headquartered in Vandalia. Their team of go-getters work hard to provide the best pipeline, restoration, and right-of-way services throughout the United States. Midwest Services Group specializes in services for gas, oil, and utility companies. Centrally headquartered in Vandalia, they supply pipeline construction, maintenance, and right-of-way services throughout the United States. You can find out more information by visiting them on Route 185 in Vandalia. Call them at 618-283-9690. That's 618-283-9690. Or check out their website, MidwestServices.com.
On the first play of the third quarter, Schlakey gets the ball and decent carry. And gets it all the way ahead to the 37-yard line. It's going to bring up a second down and 2. Vandals with a 42-6 lead. We're just underway in the fourth quarter. We are continuous clock. Vandals led it 42-0 at one point. The Vandals will move to the second round of the playoffs. They will either be at home next week against Olympia, or they will be at Greenville. Second down and 2 from the Vandal 37 for CZRE. And there is Fletcher with a run. He's going to have a first down head to about the 33-yard line. So a first down for the Bearcats. First down and 10 for the Bearcats. and to the 33-yard line of the Vandals. First down and 10 for the Bearcats from the Vandal 33. 10 minutes, 35 seconds remaining in the game. Rain still coming down, but beginning to let up as this system kind of pushing its way through. Svita under center, hands it off to Butler. And Butler scampers ahead to about the 29-yard line, pickup of about four. Remember, the Bearcats lost their main ball carrier, Hammonds, early with a leg injury in the first half. So it's second down and six now for the Bearcats. Rain still coming down, but it is letting up. 9:55 remaining in the game. I did send a lot of people toward the exits with the score the way it was as well. Second down and six from the Vandal 29. Vita under center. Takes a snap, hands it off to Fletcher, and he's ahead to near the 25. Several Vandals in on the tackle. Lucas Bowers in that mix. Dylan Hinton right there. Isaac Forbes right there. It's a four-down pickup, so it'll be third down and two. Third down and two from the Vandal 25. For the Bearcats. Third down and two from the Vandal 25 for the Bearcats. Number 10, Leo Tucker coming into the game for CVRE. And he will flank to the right as a receiver. Beat under center, that one receiver, Tucker to the right. Fletcher got right into the middle. Looks like he's going to have enough for the first down ahead to about the 22. So first down and 10 for CVRE. They have moved the ball today against the Vandals. They just have the one score. They have struggled with the fourth downs and, of course, the one pick six pass on the fourth down. But they have moved the football today against the Vandals, and they have thrown the ball well when they have called upon the pass. First down and 10 from the Vandal 22. Feet under center. Takes a handoff to Fletcher. Instead gives it to Butler. That is to Schlacky. And he slipped and fell down. Well, all you have to do in high school football is hit the ground and you're down. And Schlacky, the Vandals did come up and push him, but that was not necessary. So it'll be second down and 13. The minute he hit the ground, he is down. Second down and 13. Rain still coming down, definitely lighter than it was, but still coming down. Second down and 13. Back at the Vandal 25. Svita under center. Man in motion right to left. That is Fletcher dropping back to pass. Svita gets a pass away. It is caught. That is Schlacky, far side of the field, and he's brought down basically no gain. Brought down on the far side of the field by McCarty. It'd pick up about a yard, third down and about a dozen coming up. Bearcats are going to take a timeout here with 7:09 remaining in the game. So the Bearcats take a timeout, 7:09 remaining in the game. Timeouts are brought to you in part by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires, quality used tires. They're also a certified MileStar dealer. Right now, Rock Bottom Tire offering 10% off to all military and first responders. Call them 618-699-5535. Stop by at 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia. Also brought to you in part by Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia. Stop in or dine in for carryout or dine in at 1227 North 4th Street in Vandalia. Order online at orderjoes.com. Timeout. And again, I want to read our touchdown sponsors, Above the Rest Landscape. They are there for all your basic landscaping needs. Let them do the work while you relax and enjoy your space. Call them for scheduling, 618-280-9598. That is 618-280-9598. They're the parents of number four, Jordan Colburn. That is Above the Rest Landscape. 7:09 remaining. It is a third down and 12 from the Vandal 24. for the Bearcats. Vita under center, takes the snap, fakes the handoff. Now he's going to look to pass, but he's going to be brought down for the sack. That is Osborne. Caden Osborne with the sack, and it'll bring up a fourth down and long. He's all the way back at about the 33. Looking at what? Fourth down and 21. So a fourth and 21 coming up for the Bearcats with 6:40 remaining in the game. Rain still coming down, light rain right now. We saw it pouring for a bit. Fourth down and 21. Vita under center. Two receivers line up left. Fletcher, the one man in the backfield. Takes the snap. Drops back to pass. He's under pressure. He's hit. Gets rid of the ball. Sam Bowers had a hold of him, but he did get rid of the ball. And incomplete. The Vandals will take over on down. So the Vandals take over. 6 minutes remaining in the game. Vandals lead it 42-6. 42-6, the Vandals with the lead, and they have the ball here, less than 6 minutes remaining in the ball game. First down and 10 for the Vandals. Quentin Stumbaugh still in there at quarterback. Two receivers line up right, one left. One man in the backfield. I believe that is Matthews in the backfield. He gets the handoff, finds a lot of room, and gets across the 43-yard line. That is Brody Matthews in there. He had running back for the Vandals. DeAndre Casey still in there as a receiver. Nestrick in there as a receiver. Matthews trying to get the mud off because the field, of course, gotten wet here. Complicates things a little bit. DeAndre Kreit come in as a receiver now for the Vandals. Kobe Lux is out there on the far side of the field. First down and 10 for the Vandals from the 44-yard line, their own 44. From the pistol, Stumbaugh hands it off. This is Matthews again trying to get to the outside, finds room. He's to the 40, to the 35, and ahead to about the 31-yard line on the near side of the field. Brody Matthews, two big, nice runs here. And another first down for the Vandals. We're down to 4 minutes, 25 seconds remaining in the game. They gave him all the way to the 30. A couple of nice runs from Matthews. First down and 10 for the Vandals from the Bearcat 30. Vandals are going to use up time on the clock as best they can. Two receivers line up left, one right. It is Andrew Kreit to the right. A first and 10 from the Bearcat 30. They hand it off to Matthews. He finds some room, gets to the outside, and head to about the 25 before he gets pushed back. About a 5-yard pickup or so. Second down and 5 for the Vandals from the Bearcat 25. Vandals lead it 42-6. We are down to 3 minutes and 25 seconds remaining in this game. Two receivers will line up right, one left. And Matthews has had all the action so far on this drive. Second down and 5. Nestrick and Kreip, two of the receivers to the right here. Kobe Lux to the left. Hand it off here to Matthews. And he got across the 20, should have got the first down, I believe. So another first down for the Vandals, and Brody Matthews running the ball very nicely here at the end. Camden Root coming into the game for the Vandals. Carter Robbins also coming back into the game for the Vandals. The Vandals rotating a lot of guys in, giving them an opportunity here. 2.5 minutes remaining in the game. Ball just across, looks like just across the 20, just inside the 20, should say. First down and 10 for the Vandals just inside the Bearcat 20-yard line. Two receivers line up right, one left, one man in the backfield. That is Matthews. with Quentin Stumbaugh, who will be in the pistol formation when he takes his snap. And most likely will be handing it off to Matthews, and that's what he does. And Brody Matthews, not much on that carry. And to about the 17, pickup of maybe two, second and eight. Second down and eight. We are inside 2 minutes remaining in the game. So the Vandals will move to the second round of the playoffs. They have the 42-6 lead. A couple different linemen come in for the Vandals. Alton Emmerich in the game for the Vandals now. Second down and eight from the Bearcats 17. Sky is starting to light up. Still light rain, but it will be short-lived at this point. Hand off here to Matthews. He finds some room and gets down to about the 10. Pushes inside the 10. Should be, I believe, a first down. So it'll be first and goal for the Vandals coming up. First and goal, but we're inside a minute remaining. So first and goal, but we're inside a minute, and the Vandals will go into victory formation. So first down and goal from the 9, and the Vandals will go into victory formation here and take a knee or two and close it out. They'll let the clock run down as much as they can here and finish it off. So Quentin Stumbaugh takes the snap, takes a knee. And that is going to wrap it up. So the Vandals will come away with a 42-6 win here in the first round of the playoffs as they defeat Christopher Ziegler Royalton Alvarado Bearcats. Vandals move to 10-0 on the season. They will either be at home next week to take on Stanford Olympia, or they will be at Greenville. So the Vandals move to the second round of the playoffs as they win it today 42-6. 42-6 is our final with the Vandals a victory here tonight, or this afternoon, I should say. We'll take a break on WKRV.